My starter pack on Sokolatuma Radio.
Good day and welcome to My Starter Pack. On this week's episode, I am happy to be joined by a South African youngster currently playing his football in Northern Ireland. The 21-year-old baller is a first-team player for Portadown FC and finds himself in the midfield. This young player recently represented Bafana Bafana at the CASAFA Cup and was handed the number 10 jersey. I am, of course, talking about Katlego Mashego. I am your host, Aiden, and this is My Starter Pack. Katlego, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Very well.
My first professional coach.
My first professional coach would probably be when I first went over to Fleetwood. Is a guy called Simon Wiles. I don't know. I feel like he's probably one of the coaches that probably got the best out of me. At the time when I was at Fleetwood, when I first went on trial. And he was the under 16s coach. So when I later on moved on to the under 18s and the under 23s in my first year, he's the one that used to tell me what to improve on my game. And there'd be times he'd actually come in and he'd tell me kind of like, oh, do this, do that, because I kind of struggled in my first year. So I feel like he was that coach where he kind of got the best out of me. He kind of understood a lot of things because we played the same position as well. And he later on got the under 18s job, which was massive for me. And that's when during my second year, I really, really kicked on and he got the best out of me. So I still keep in touch with him today. He's the assistant manager of League Two side Salford City.
My first agent.
I got an agent. I got an agent quite young, actually. I had someone representing me when I was 14, but it wasn't obviously the papers when signed because I had to be 16 at the time. So I was with that agent until I was around about 20 years old. So it was a good like 6 years. I was literally just playing games, and then a guy just approached my dad and he gave him his card. He later on rang my dad. We had meetings with him, and at that age I wasn't really interested. It was just my dad really talking to him. I remember him taking us for food and talking and what his plan was for me and stuff like that. And then that's where I got my first trial at Fleetwood, because he had connections with the academy manager there. So he more or less gave me my first opportunity, and then also I took the opportunity, and that was my first trial, and then luckily I signed it.
My professional debut.
My professional debut was for Watford. It was my first professional contract as well. So it was my first season in a first team setup, in the real first team setup, like regarded as a first team player. And we were playing. And it was the first game of the season. I had a really, really good pre-season. It was the first game of the season, and we were playing Drogheda away. And I just remember just being a little bit relaxed, and then I just said to myself, I've nothing to lose. If I play bad, they're going to say I'm young. He still has to develop, and I play good. If I play good, everyone's going to be like, oh, who's this kid? So I ended up playing quite decent on the day. According to the papers, I think I was like the best midfielder on the pitch, something like that. So honestly, I don't think I had any nerves. I was just like, let me just go out and just see how it goes and just do my thing.
My first live match.
You know, funny enough, I think it was a Orlando Pirates. You know, I think it was a Orlando. It was Orlando Pirates, because obviously my dad is a massive Orlando Pirates fan. I can't really remember the team. The one that stings in mind was when I went with my uncle and my two cousins at the FNB Stadium about, I think, I don't know, 7 years ago. Chiefs and Pirates were playing. That's my first memory of the first one.
My first position.
I was actually a striker. I used to score goals here and there, and then gradually I just got pulled back because I wasn't that fast, I wasn't that tall, so gradually I just got pulled back, and then I ended up sticking with midfield.
My first football idol.
Stephen Pienaar was a player that I idolized. Because obviously Liverpool, when Liverpool and Everton, I used to always hear them play. And I love Steven Gerrard. And then I used to love Stephen Pienaar as well. Just really the players my dad used to always talk about, Stephen Pienaar, Steven Gerrard, all them players. But Stephen Pienaar just comes to mind, definitely. Steven Gerrard, I feel like I had every Liverpool jersey I had was probably like his name at the back, everything, because I was a Liverpool supporter. Steven Pienaar was more like, he's South African, he's playing the Premier League, and that's someone that I would love to get there, you know. And if he can do it as South African, why can I not do it, you know? So it was sort of that thing.
My first professional paycheck.
My first professional. Yeah. It was off Fleetwood. The first month. I don't think the first month you didn't really get paid. It went into like kind of it went towards something, because they obviously paid for everything. That was just your pocket money. So I think it was around September time. I was 16. We just came back from pre-season. And I think it was $370 a month. We got paid monthly at that time as a scholar. Yeah, £370.
And can you remember what the first big money buy you made with that salary was?
That's a really good question. What did I get? I remember we all went down. We all went Nando's. Something like that. I remember we all just being excited. Yeah. I remember we all just being excited that we got paid. And I think we bought a couple of stuff, but I can't really remember properly.
My international debut.
Honestly, it was a proud moment. At the start, I didn't really believe it, because I thought it was more like doing the 23s. But when I actually found out it was actually Bafana Bafana, it was just crazy. It was a lot of emotions coming in. But because I was already based in South Africa, because I went to South Africa on holiday, so I was due to come back for pre-season. And then when I found out, so I obviously had to stay there, the club's home to stay there that you've been picked. And then it was just like, all right, now we need to get fit. Need to go in there and just impress. And obviously we went in there, it was a provisional squad at first, and then they told us that they were going to cut this down to a squad of 23. And then I think we had a 3-day, 4-day camp. We were just playing games, just going through a normal routine and of how a Bafana squad would go in. So warm-ups, just really everything and stuff like that. And then it was sometimes you'd be in your room and you'd just be like, I'm actually here, like, this is Bafana Bafana, what I've been dreaming about all these years. And I was just like, let me not even deeper too much and just play football and just see how it goes, really, not put too much pressure on myself. At the end of the day, I've been playing football for so long, and I've been waiting for this opportunity, let me just take it. And then obviously I got picked for the squad, and then the first person I rang was my dad and my mum, and then they were delighted. I found out, obviously in the morning, when you obviously see the other players leave and you're counting the players, you're like, oh yeah, there's a 23 man squad kind of thing. And then you see the squad, announced, and then you see your name, and yeah, it's just all emotions. But at the same time, you have to be focused, be like, now I've been picked for the 23 man squad. Hopefully I'm in the starting 11 for when the tournament starts.
My first football mentor.
First football mentor is definitely, I'd always say my dad. Even now, he even tells me like what to do on the pitch. Say like if we're playing a game, I would know where he sits. I'd look over and be like, do this. Half time, he'd always it's just something that he's just always done when I was young. And then if I play a bad game, he'll tell me just do this, do that next time, and don't worry about it and stuff like that, you know. So I reckon, yeah, my dad is is definitely my first football mentor.
My first make mama proud moment.
When I got given the number 10 jersey for Bafana Bafana. Yeah, I think that was the one where my dad was like, wow. He's even saying, Mazanzi's number 10. You know what I mean? So, because sometimes he's trying to keep me like humble, like keep going. But I think that time he just couldn't hold back.
Who is the greatest player of all time?
Greatest player, international player, Lionel Messi. I feel like there's no competition. Like Ronaldo, is unbelievable at what he does, but I feel like we'll never ever see someone like Messi ever again. And then greatest player of all time. I know my dad has told me with the likes of Tomasano, all these people. But for me, with the person I saw with my eyes, I'll always say Benny for what he's done internationally, where he even where he's going now. I feel like he's a role model to young South Africans of reaching really like what can happen when you actually believe and work hard. And even now seeing where he is now, where this is first team coach with Man United, I feel like any young player, that's where they should be looking at, and just how he done things. And he's a Champions League winner, played under Jose Mourinho, all them type of stuff. So for me, that's the person I think is the greatest player.
Leko, thank you so much for joining us today. Once again, fantastic to talk to you. Good luck for the upcoming season, and we'll definitely stay in touch.
No worries. Thanks very much, Aiden, for having me.
My starter pack on Sokolatuma Radio.